Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents This Vast Southern Empire, Slaveholders at the Helm of American Foreign Policy, by Matthew Karp, narrated by Tom Zingarelli. In the foreign as in the domestic policy of the United States, the interest of the slaveholders served as the guiding star. Karl Marx, 1861. Introduction. The World the Slaveholders Craved. The struggle over the future of slavery spanned the 19th-century world. For centuries, the toil of enslaved African workers had formed the backbone of a colonial economy that stretched across the Atlantic Ocean. Then the great revolutions at the close of the 18th century, American, French, Haitian, unleashed social forces and political ideas that offered a sweeping challenge to slave labor. Over the next several decades, slavery's wide-ranging opponents, Republican lawmakers, liberal reformers, rebellious bondspeople themselves, achieved a number of major victories. Some New World states and provinces, from Chile to Vermont, abolished slavery altogether. Others, like Pennsylvania and Peru, took measures that aimed at gradual emancipation. In 1833, abolitionists claimed a further triumph when the greatest power in the world, Great Britain, passed a law that announced the end of slavery in its remaining American colonies. Yet, for all the momentum of anti-slavery politics, the three largest slaveholding societies in the world, the Spanish colony of Cuba, the Empire of Brazil, and the United States of America, remained firmly committed to black servitude. At the midpoint of the 19th century, all three flourished as never before, exporting unprecedented quantities of cotton, sugar, and coffee to the industrializing economies.